Okay, let's try it now. This thing is fancier than I am. I never got it on right the whole service. Is it right? Okay. All right. We are wrapping up the book of Job this week and next.
我们这一周和下一周要结束这个关于约伯记的讨论。
We will then have a two-week break while I am teaching in Papua New Guinea.
然后接下来, 会有一个两个星期的假期, 因为我要去新几内亚讲课。
And then when I get back from New Guinea, we will pick up the book of Ecclesiastes.
然后等我从这个新几内亚回来以后, 我们要接着讲传道书。
Today we are picking up at Job chapter 38.
我们今天从约伯记第38章开始。
And we are looking at God's answer to the book of Job.
我们来看,
to Job's questions, I'm sorry.
我们来看, 神对约伯的回答。
My mind is still on the last service.
It's okay.
We're looking at God answering Job.
我们来看神是如何回答约伯的。
Now, as you read this week, let me ask you,
正如你们这周所读的, 让我来问大家一个问题。
We've had 37 chapters.
我们已经看了之前的37章。
Job saying, God, why won't you answer me?
约伯说, 主啊, 你为什么不回答我?
Please speak to me.
请对我说话。
And finally God speaks.
终于神在这里发言了。
What would you expect him to say?
那你期待中神会说什么呢?
If you are Job, what kind of answer do you want?
如果你是约伯的话, 你期待什么样的答案呢?
Did you think about that through the week?
你这个星期有没有思考这个问题呢?
What do you expect God to say?
你期待神对约伯说什么?
Okay, you want him to explain the suffering. Why? Okay?
所以你期待说神可以解释约伯所有的受苦,为什么他会这样受苦?
I think that would be a good expectation, right?
我想这是一个很合理的期待,对吗?
That God would say, Job, let me tell you why this has happened.
就是神会说,约伯让我来告诉你为什么这些事情会发生。
Anyone else? Why, what would you expect God to answer?
还有别的答案吗? 你期待神如何地回复约伯?
To answer his complaints.
去回复约伯之前的这些抱怨, 他的这些问题。
All right. I think I might expect him to say, Job, I'm proud of you.
我想我可能会期待神对约伯说, 约伯啊, 我真是以你为豪。
All this has happened and you're still faithful.
即使发生了这么多事,你依旧对我很忠心。
But he doesn't do any of that.
但是神却没有这样做,没有这样说。
In fact, when you read it, it sounds as if he is completely ignoring everything Job has said.
事实上,当你读这一段的时候,你会觉得说好像神完全忽视了约伯之前所说的所有事情。
He never mentions suffering at all.
在主的这段发言当中,他从来没有提到约伯的受苦。
He doesn't say anything about what has happened.
他没有提到所发生的任何事情。
Commentators on Job really struggle with this answer.
所以解经家们在这一部分也就是有很多的纠结之处。
They say, God doesn't give Job any kind of a response.
他们说神没有给约伯任何的回复。
And for a long time, I even taught this book as if Job, God was simply ignoring his questions and saying, here's what I want to tell you.
有很长一段时间, 当我在教约伯记的时候, 我甚至都认为说, 主其实是忽略了约伯的这些问题, 然后说, 来, 让我告诉你, 我要对你说的是什么。
But I've come to realize I was wrong with that.
但是我后来意识到, 我那样认为是错的。
These questions that God asked Job.
神在这里问约伯的这些问题。
Let's look at it.
让我们来看一下。
Chapter 38.
第38章。
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind.
说那时耶和华从旋风中回答约伯说。
and said, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge?
谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明?
Dress for action like a man.
你要如勇士束腰。
I will question you, and you make it known to me.
我问你，你可以指示我。
Job, you've had all these questions.
说约伯啊，你有这么多的问题。
I'm going to ask you some questions, and you answer me first.
那我也来问问你，你要来回答我。
Where were you when you laid the foundation? Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth?
我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？
Tell me if you have understanding.
你若有聪明，只管说吧。
Who determined its measurements? Surely you know.
你若晓得，你就说，是谁定地的尺度？
Who stretched the line upon it? Who measured out the world?
是谁把准绳拉在其上？是谁在测量这个尺度？
He goes on and on and on, 60 questions.
然后他就继续问啊，问了60个问题。
And I read those.They don't say anything about Job's problem.
然后我就读了这些问题，他们并没有谈到约伯的这个问题。
In fact, some of them are kind of sarcastic.
甚至有些问题听上去都挺讽刺的。
Who determined the measurements of the earth?
说谁立定大地的尺度呢？
Surely you know.
说你若晓得就说吧。
Now I'm a teacher.
我是一个老师。
And I have always been told, don't treat your students with sarcasm.
我曾经就多次被教导说，作为老师，你不该用这样讽刺的方式来提问你的学生。
If they ask a question, don't say, "You chin, that's a silly question. Surely you know the answer to that." That's going to make him feel bad, right?
当你问题的时候，你不能说，哎，于晨，你肯定知道这答案，对吧？这样子会让学生感觉很不好的。
But that's what he does. That's what God does.
但在这里神好像就是这样子的。
I think there's two things I want you to see about this.
但是我想让大家在当中看到两件事情。
First of all,
首先
the very first verse, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind.
这38章第一节说，那时耶和华从旋风中回答约伯。
That word answer is a wonderful word in the Old Testament.
这里这个回答这个词是旧约中非常美好的一个字眼。
Now, when we use the word answer, all it means is, I ask a question, and you give the answer.
当我们用回答这个词的时候，我们通常指的是我问一个问题，你来回答我。
But in the Old Testament, when God answers, it's more than giving a response.
但是在旧约当中，当神回答的时候，他不只是给你一个回复。
To answer means to vindicate or deliver someone.
而是去救赎去提供一个帮助。
In the Psalms, he will say, "Do not answer the wicked."
在诗篇中，比如他提到说，不要回答那些恶人。
Don't vindicate them. Don't say they're right.
不要以他们为义，不要说他们是对的。
And then he will say, "Answer me when I call."
同时，神也会说，当我呼求，当我对你说话的时候，你要来回答我。
To answer means to rescue them, to honor them.
所以在旧约中，这个回答也有这个拯救、尊荣的意思。
And so I think that right at the very beginning,
所以我认为从这个最开始
when it says God answers Job,
说耶和华回答约伯
that in itself,is vindication of Job.
这个回答这个字眼本身就是在称约伯为义。
3,000 years ago,
大概3000年前,
Jews who went to Alexandria, Egypt,
这个犹太人去约翰去那个埃及。
During the exile, when the temple was destroyed and the Jews were scattered.
然后当时圣殿被毁，他们被驱逐，然后逃亡的时候就逃到了埃及。
Many of them went to Alexandria, Egypt.
他们就去了埃及的这个亚历山大城。
And they tried to tell the Greek-speaking people there about the God of the Old Testament.
然后他们就尝试着给那些讲希腊语的人来介绍旧约中的这位神。
And it says, historians say that the Greeks responded very positively to much of the Old Testament.
然后 历史学家就说那些希腊人对他们的这个讲述是很积极的，回应是很积极的。
But there were two stories they could not accept, could not understand.
但是其中有两个故事是他们没有办法理解的。
Because you see, to the Greeks, the gods are all far away.
因为对于这些希腊人来说，他们眼中的这个神或这些神灵们都是很远的。
And so they could not accept and understand the story of Adam and Eve, of God walking in the garden with Adam and Eve. That made no sense to them.
所以他们没有办法理解在伊甸园中神与亚当夏娃同行，他们没有办法理解这样的故事。
Why would a God step down and talk with his creatures?
他们不理解说为什么神会来到这个地上与他所造之物来交谈。
The other story they absolutely could not understand was the book of Job.
另外一个他们完全没有办法理解的故事就是约伯记。
Because in Greek mythology,
因为在他们这个希腊的神话当中，
if a human argues with God, the God just sends down a bolt of lightning and destroys him. End of the story.
因为如果在他们希腊这个神话中，如果有人敢跟神去争论争辩的话，神就会降灾祸闪电，然后让这个人完全的被从地上消灭掉。
No Greek god steps down and sits across from a human and discusses his concerns.
在希腊的这个神话当中，没有任何一个神会来到这个人的面前，然后跟人有这样子的讨论。
The fact that God speaks to Job in itself is an answer.
所以耶和华亲自的对约伯说话，这本身就是一个问题的答案。
So God begins to answer or ask all these questions.
所以耶和华开始问这所有的问题。
And I think the questions in themselves say something very important to Job.
而这些问题本身对约伯也提供了很重要的回答。
I think number one, the questions say, Job, you are not alone.
我想这些问题当中所说的第一点就是告诉约伯说，约伯你并不是独自一人。
Remember that Job's complaint has been, God, you've left me.
你还记得吗？约伯一直抱怨的是，神啊，你离弃了我。
You used to live in my tent.
你曾经住在我的帐中。
And now, you're nowhere to be found.
现在我却寻不到你。
Job's, God's questions to Job.
那这里耶和华对约伯的这些问题。
Job, do you know how the sun circles around and comes up every morning?
说你知道这每天的晨光是如何出现。
Job, do you know how a mountain goat gives birth?
你知道这个野山羊是如何产崽。
All of those questions are saying, Job, when you thought I was nowhere, I was here.
这所有的问题其实都是在告诉约伯说，约伯，当你以为我无处可寻的时候，我其实一直在那里。
Job, if the sun came up this morning, I was here.
说约伯啊，如果今天早上太阳升起，那么我在那里。
Job, do you think any mountain goats have given birth while you were suffering?
你觉得当你受苦的时候，那些野山羊有产崽吗？
Yeah.
有啊。
Then I was here.
那我就在当中。
You're not alone, Job.
约伯啊，你并不是独自一人。
Even when you don't see me, I am here.
甚至当你不曾亲眼看到我的时候，我也在这当中。
I think his answer is saying to Job, the world is bigger than you know.
所以我想神对约伯的回答就是，你这个世界本身比你看到的要大的很多。
Job, look at the mountain goats.
约伯啊，你看那山间的野山羊。
Look at the ravens. Look at the eagles.
你看那些鹰，你看那些鸟。
The ostrich.
你看那个鸵鸟。
The hippopotamus. The big hippopotamus.
那个河马。
Hippo, yeah. Job, this world is beyond anything you can imagine.
说约伯啊，这个世界超乎你所能想象的一切的界限。
Now you might think this doesn't help Job.
你或许认为这个回答对约伯没有什么帮助。
But when you're suffering,
但是当你受苦的时候
，your world shrinks.
你的世界好像也就慢慢缩小了。
To just your suffering.
你看到的就只有你的这个苦难。
God is saying to Job, Job, Right now, all you can see is this heap of ashes.
所以神就对约伯说，你现在能看到的只是这一小团的这个灰。
Look up.
你抬头看啊。
This world is bigger than you know.
这个世界比你所认知的要大的很多。
And that in itself is help.
这个本身对约伯就是一种帮助。
I think God is saying to Job, Job, I know what I'm doing.
我想神在对约伯说，约伯啊，我知道我所做的是什么。
I manage the universe.
我掌控宇宙。
You see, he says, Job, look at the hippopotamus.
说约伯啊，你看那个河马。
Do you think you could make one of those?
你觉得你能造出来一个像他的吗？
No.
不能。
Well, now, Job,All this time you've been complaining, I'm not operating the world the right way.
说约伯啊，你一直在抱怨说我没有按照这个正确的方式来掌管这个世界。
If you can't even make a hippo, how do you think you can manage it all?
但是你连一个河马都造不出来，你怎么认为你可以来掌控这个世界，这个宇宙呢？
You understand?
你明白吗？
He is saying, Job, this world is far beyond what you can imagine.
神在这里说约伯啊，你知道吗？这个世界远超过你所能想象的。
Trust me.
你要相信我。
I know what I'm doing.
我知道我在做什么。
Now I can see from your faces that you're not all convinced.
我从你们的脸上看到你们好像没有被我完全说服。
Hold on, because I want you to see later what Job says.
先等一等，我要让你们一会儿看到约伯是怎么说的。
But let me quickly try to show you the logic that these people have gone through.
但让我很快的来先向你们展示一下这些人他们的逻辑是怎么样的。
Here's what the friend said.
约伯的朋友是这么说的。
You have this on your handout.
你们这个单张上面有。
The friend said, suffering comes from God as punishment for what we've done wrong.
这个约伯朋友们的逻辑是苦难是从神而来的处罚或惩治。
If you're suffering, it's because you've done something wrong and God is trying to teach you a lesson.
所以你受苦是因为你做了错事，神通过苦难让你来学习功课。
Point two.
第二点。
Premise two. God is a just God.
神是公义的神。
So, think about the logic here.
所以你要想这个逻辑。
God only allows suffering to punish or to teach you for something you've done wrong.
神只会惩罚你是因为你做错了事情。
Premise two. God is a just God.
第二，神是公义的神。
Therefore, what's the conclusion?
所以结论是什么呢？
Yeah, Job has sinned. Job is guilty.
结论就是约伯犯了罪，约伯是有罪的，所以他受苦。
All of the speeches of Job were based on that.
所以他所说的所有的一切都是基于这两点的。
You're being punished because you are guilty.
你受惩罚是因为你有罪。
Early on, here was Job's logic.
那早前的时候约伯的逻辑是怎样的呢
These are the first speeches we read.
就是我们读到了约伯的第一段回复
Suffering comes from God as punishment or correction.
就是苦难是从神而来的处罚或者是纠正
In other words, the same point that the friend started with.
所以他起先的这个观点和他的朋友们的观点是一致的
Point two.
第二点
I am innocent.
说我是无辜的
Therefore, what's the conclusion?
所以结论是什么呢
God is unjust.
结论就是神是不公义的。
You see that?
你看到吗
？If all suffering is punishment,
就说如果所有的苦难都是处罚。
If I am innocent,
而我是无辜的。
Then God is not being just.
那神在这里就是不公义的。
That's what Job says in his first group of speeches.
那就是约伯最开始他申辩的时候他所说的。
When he screams out at God, God, you are wrong.
他对神大声地呼喊说神啊你错了
But I told you last week Job cannot accept that in his heart That's what his mind says But his heart says that isn't right
但是我们上次也看到了虽然约伯脑子里是这样认为的但他心里却不接受这是事实
And so by the end of his speeches This is how Job is arguing His logic
所以在约伯这个他争论的这个最后他的这个矛盾在于
Point one
第一点
Suffering comes from God as punishment.
说苦难是从神而来的处罚。
I am innocent.
而我是无辜的。
Therefore,
所以呢
God is just.
所以神是公义的。
Now you see that makes no sense, right?
你看到了吗？这个一点都不合逻辑。
But Job would rather hold on to that than to abandon the God that he loves.
但是约伯宁愿接受这样矛盾的结论，都不愿意背弃他所爱的那一位神。
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
By the end of Job's speeches, he has said, suffering is punishment.
在约伯这个讲论的最后，约伯说，好，苦难是从神来的处罚。
I am innocent.
我是无辜的。
But God is just anyway.
但不论如何，神都是公义的。
That's what we read last week.
这就是我们上周所讲到的。
When he says,Though he slay me, even if he kills me, I'm still going to insist on my innocence.
就说就算他现在杀我，就算我为此而死，我还是要坚持我的认为。
Why? Because I know that someday I will stand before him and he will hear me.
因为他相信说有一天我会站在神的面前，他会回答我。
I know he's just.
说我知道神是公义的。
My mind says that my logic makes no sense.
我的头脑也告诉我说我这个完全是没有逻辑的。
But Job says, I don't know what else to do.
但约伯说我真是不知道该怎么办。
Now before I go to God's answer, what is wrong with the logic that they are all using?
在我讲神的这个回复之前，我们来看他们所用的这个逻辑有什么错误呢？
Is God just?
神是公义的吗？是。
Is Job innocent?
约伯是无辜的吗？
Okay, so that's not the problem.
是，那所以这两点都没问题了。
The first premise is the problem.
所以第一个这个前提是有问题的。
We know from chapter 1 that not all suffering is punishment for sin.
我们从约伯记第一章已经看到，并不是所有的苦难都是从神而来的处罚。
Job and the friends both start with the wrong first premise.
我们看到约伯和他的朋友最开始的这个第一个前提都是错的。
And you understand from elementary logic class in high school that if you start from the first premise is wrong, it doesn't matter how good your logic is, your conclusion will be wrong.
我们从这个高中逻辑课上也学到说，不管你接下来的推理有多么的正确，你最早第一个前提是错的，你接下来的推理都是错的。
And so here's what God is doing.
所以神在这里所做的是什么呢？
God is saying to Job, Job, because you started with the wrong premise, you're all messed up.
那神在这里就是告诉约伯说，你最开始的这个前提和假设就是错的，所以你的推论都是错的。
And so he throws out that logic.
所以他要摒弃这个逻辑。
And he does this.
然后他接下来说
Premise one,
首先第一个前提
Only God has enough wisdom and power to guide the universe.
说只有神有足够的智慧和能力来引导整个宇宙
Job, you don't know how to make a hippopotamus.
说约伯啊，你不知道怎么造河马
I'm the only one that can do that.
我是唯一可以造河马的
Premise two,
而第二点
God loves and cares for his creation.
说神爱并且照看他所创造的。
Job, do you know how to make the sun come up?
说约伯啊，你知道如何让太阳升起吗？
Do you know how to store the sea at its boundaries?
你知道如何让海划定界限吗？
I'm the one who cares for creation. I love creation.
我是那一位关爱照顾我所造的人。
Therefore,
因此
Now we have a correct first premise, right?
在这里
Only God has enough wisdom and power to run the world.
在这里我们的第一个前提是正确的，只有神有足够的智慧和能力来引导整个宇宙。
Premise two, God loves and cares for his creation.
第二点，神关爱也照看他所造的。
Conclusion?
所以结论就是
We can trust God's wisdom and goodness even when we don't understand.
结论就是即使我们没有办法理解我们也可以完全的信靠神
Now, if the first premise isn't right, that doesn't work
你知道吗如果第一个这个前提是错的话那这个逻辑就不成立
If God is not all wise and all powerful, then we got a problem
如果神不是有足够的能力和智慧那我们就有问题了
If the second premise is wrong, we have a problem If God is not all loving,
如果第二个这个前提是错的，就是神如果不关爱他所造的。
But if he's all wise and all powerful,
那我们也有问题了。但是
if he's all loving,
神是有足够的智慧大能，而且是全知全爱的。
Then I can trust him even when I don't understand.
那么在即使我不能完全理解的时候，我也可以完全的来信靠这一位神。
You see, many people read the book of Job and come to the wrong conclusion.
你知道吗？很多人读约伯记，然后最后得出一个错误的结论。
They say, okay, I know what the book of Job teaches.
说，哎，我知道约伯记所教导的是什么。
God doesn't make any sense.
说神一点都没有逻辑。
So I just have to close my eyes and jump.
所以我就闭着眼睛往下跳就好了。
A blind leap into the dark.
我就闭着眼睛跳到那个黑暗里。
That's not what Job teaches.
但约伯记其实教我们的不是这个。
What God says is,When I leap, I am trusting someone who has proven himself to be trustworthy.
约伯记告诉我们说，当我们这样跳的时候，我们相信的是那一位已经证明他自己是完全有智慧、完全可靠的。
He has a track record.
他有这个可信的记录。
He has operated this world. He has built his trust.
他建造这个世界，他已经建立了他的这个可信任度。
And so I think that God's answer to Job teaches us three very important things.
所以我想神对约伯的回答教导了我们三件非常重要的事情。
First of all,
首先,
it teaches us that we cannot explain everything because only God has all knowledge.
首先我们不能够试图去解释每一件事情，因为只有神是全知的神。
My friend said to me, the reason Job had so much trouble is he had never read the book of Job.
我一个朋友对我讲说，约伯有这么多麻烦，是因为他从来没读过约伯记。
You see, if Job had read chapters 1 and 2, he would have understood.
你知道吗？如果约伯读过约伯记的前两章的话，他就会明白。
But he had never read the book of Job.
但约伯他本人从来没读过约伯记。
Only God has all knowledge.
只有神是全知的。
You all know the fable of the blind men who come and feel the elephant.
你们都听过这个盲人摸象的故事。
And one feels the tail and says, an elephant is like a rope.
有一个盲人摸到了这个尾巴，就说，哦，大象长得就像一根绳子。
And one feels the leg and says, okay, an elephant is like a tree trunk.
然后有人摸到了腿，就说，哦，这个大象就长得像这个树干一样。
One feels the side and says, elephant is like a big wall.
然后另外一个人摸到了这个大象侧面，说，哦，大象就是像一堵墙一样。
Now in the philosophy textbook that I read that in, the lesson was, there is no absolute knowledge.
所以我读到的这个哲学书里面，他得出的结论就是说，没有完全的知识。
But that's not right.
但这不对啊。
The elephant is an elephant.
这个大象它就是大象。
And an elephant is definite.
这个大象是客观就在这儿的。
And someone who can see the whole elephant understands the truth.
那个能够完全看到这个大象存在的人，他就知道这个大象是什么样子。
Right?
对吗？
The lesson of the parable is none of those people see the whole elephant. But there is a whole elephant there.
这个故事告诉我们说，这些人他们没有人看到大象的全貌，但是这个大象是确实存在的。
Sitting around that fire, Job and his friends,
约伯和他的朋友们坐在这个火堆周围，
are trying to see with their fingers an elephant.
然后想要就是看他们自己就好像是个盲人摸象一样，想要知道大象长什么样。
And the friends feel and they say, "Okay, we have it."
然后这些朋友觉得，哦，我感觉到了，是这样的。
The reason you are suffering is you're guilty.
他说啊，你受苦是因为你犯了罪。
And Job is over here and he's feeling and he's saying, okay, I've got it.
然后约伯也坐在那里摸，说，哦，我感觉到了。
The reason I'm suffering is God is unjust to me.
说我受苦是因为神对我不公。
And God says,
而神说，
none of you can see the whole elephant.
说你们这些人，你们都没有看到这个大象的全貌。
The elephant is bigger than any of you can imagine.
这个大象的样子超过你们所能想象的。
Only I see the whole picture.
只有我看到了这个故事的全貌。
And so the first thing that God's answer says to Job is, lesson is, Only God has all knowledge.
所以神对约伯的这个回应, 我们学到的第一个功课就是, 只有神是全知的。
We must not think that we can explain everything.
不要认为我们能够解释所有的事情。
The second thing that I think his answer teaches us is,
第二个神对约伯的回答所教导我们的功课是,
We must not doubt God's sovereignty.
就是我们不能怀疑神的主权。
Because only God is all-powerful.
因为只有神是全能的。Listen
to the book of Psalms, chapter 40,
我们来看,
verse 5.
诗篇第四十篇第五,
You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us.
说耶和华我的神啊,你所行的奇事并你向我们所怀的意念甚多。
None can compare with you.
不能向你陈明,所要陈明其数不可胜数。
I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told.
若要陈明其实不可胜数。
The psalmist says, God, I am going to try to tell your wonderful deeds.
诗篇这里就说,神啊,我想要尝试去讲述你所行的奇事。
But they are more than can be told.
但是你所行的比我所能讲的更多。
Only God is all powerful.
只有神是全能的。
Only He is sovereign.
只有神是有完全主权的。
Job, can you operate the physical universe?
约伯,你可以操控这个, 宇宙吗?
No.
不能。
Then how do you think you could ever operate the moral universe?
你连这个 物理客观的宇宙都不能操控,你如何能操控这个, 意识形态的这个宇宙呢?
I am not a science person.
我并不是一个这个科学家。
When I come down here with all you engineers and science people, you scare me to death.
每次到你们这些工程师科学家面前讲的时候,我都吓得要命。
I don't even know what the words mean.
我有时候都不知道这些词到底什么意思。
But I read this Science for Dummies book.
但是我读了这个给, 不懂科学的人讲科学的一本书。
And it said this.
让书上这么说。
Now understand, I'm one of the dummies, so if any of this is wrong, you tell me.
你要知道, 我是不懂科学的, 如果我说错了, 你要告诉我。
But they said, imagine that the thickness of a piece of paper is the distance from the earth to the sun.
他就说, 你想象这个纸的厚度就是从太阳到地球的距离。
The distance to the nearest star would be a 71-foot-high stack of paper.
Say that again?
71-feet-high stack of paper to the nearest star.
那我们到最近的这个星星的这个距离就是71英尺的这么厚的纸落在一起。
The diameter of our galaxy would be a 310-mile-high stack of paper.
我们这个银河系的这个尺度是300多英里这么厚的纸落在一起。
And that's one galaxy.
那只是一个星系。
And the estimates are that there's 100 or 200 billion galaxies in the universe.
然后保守估计我们这个宇宙中有成千上万的这样的星系。
God says to Job, Job, look up from the ashes.
所以神在这里就跟约伯说,约伯啊,不要定睛在这个小小的灰烬堆上。
Imagine this world, universe.
想象一下这个大的宇宙。
I made it.
是我造的。
You can trust me, I'm powerful.
你能够完全的相信我,我是有能力的。
There's a video, I think, on YouTube called The Little Blue Dot. Have any of you seen that? The Little Blue Dot.
在这个, 油管上有一个, 小的视频是讲这个小小的蓝点。
Pictures from NASA, from space.
是这个NASA宇航中心拍摄的从宇宙看的照片。
And in one of the most distant photos, when it came back and developed, they thought that the Earth wasn't on in the photo.
他们有一个很远距离的照片, 他甚至你都看不到这个地球在上面。
One of the researchers finally recognized there's this tiny little, it looks like a speck.
然后他们那个科学家最后中发现那上面有一个非常非常小的一个点。
And that's us.
那就是我们，就是地球。
I look at that.
然后我就看了那个视频。
That's all we are.
我们就只有那么一小点。
God made this incredible universe.
说神造了这么一个不可思议的宇宙。
And so I must trust His power.
所以我可以完全来相信他的能力。
But then there is a third, very important lesson here.
但是我们还有第三个非常重要的功课。
Because did Job ever doubt God's knowledge?
因为约伯有怀疑过神的知识吗？智慧吗？
Nope.
没有。
Did God or did Job ever doubt God's power?
约伯有怀疑过神的能力吗？
No.
也没有。
So now we have a problem.
所以我们有问题了。
If God is all powerful,
因为如果神是全能的。
And he knows everything.
他知道所有的一切。
But he isn't good.
但他却不是良善的。
I'm going to be crushed.
啊，那我就要遭罪了。
Right?
对吗？
You know all the horror movies about artificial intelligence that takes over the world.
你有看过那些所有关于这个人工智能要掌控世界的那种恐怖片吗？
Is based on this fear that we have. What if? These computers had all power and all knowledge, but they didn't really love us.
他们就这些恐怖片都是基于这样同样的恐惧，就是万一这些人工智能，他们有全部的知识、全部的能力，但他们却不爱我们。
Wouldn't that be a frightening world?
那这个世界是不是太吓人了？
Oh yeah, she's. You've watched one of those movies. And Job is afraid he lives in that world.
约伯就很担心自己活在那样的世界当中。
And so the third lesson that is most important.
所以第三个对我们最重要的这个功课。
We must not doubt God's goodness.
就是我们不要怀疑神的良善。
But here's the problem.
但问题是。
Only God fully understands goodness.
只有神完全的明白何为良善。
Let me explain.
让我来解释一下。
We look at the world and we think,This is what's good.
我们看这个世界的时候，我们有自己的想法，说哦，这个是好的。
But go back to the first point. Do we have all knowledge?
但是回到第一点，我们是全知的吗？
No.
不是。
And so our definition of goodness may not be right.
所以我们对于良善美好的定义不一定是准确的。
God's definition of good is higher than my definition of good.
神对良善美好的定义远高过我对他的定义。
Isaiah 55.
在以赛亚书55章。
God says, My thoughts are not your thoughts.
说我的意念不是你的意念。
My ways are not your ways.
我的道路不是你的道路。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
我天怎样高过地，照样我的道路也高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
God'sDefinition of good is higher than my definition.
神对良善的定义远超过我对良善的定义。
One of my favorite hymns comes from a hymn writer named William Cooper.
我最喜欢的一首这个赞美诗是威廉库珀写的。
About the only hymn we sing in our hymnal from him is "There's a fountain filled with blood."But his greatest hymn is a different one.
但是他最有名的这个不是我们常听到的这首友谊雪泉这首诗歌。
William Cooper battled severe clinical depression his entire life. He tried to commit suicide several times.
这个诗歌作者威廉他一生在跟这种抑郁症在做斗争，他有好多次想要自杀的念头。
He was a friend of John Newton, the Amazing author of Amazing Grace.
他是这个奇异恩典的作者牛顿的好朋友。
William Cooper wrote a hymn that helped him with this struggle.
然后威廉他其实写了一首诗歌来帮助他自己这种挣扎。
And it says this.
这个诗歌中这样写道
God moves in mysterious ways his wonders to perform.
说神用奇妙的方式大行其事。
He plants his footsteps in the sea. He rides upon the storm.
说他行在云上也伸脚在海中。
Then he says this.
然后接下来他说
Fearful saints, fresh courage take. Take courage. I'm sorry. Poetry is hard to translate.
说大能的勇士，大能人的勇士啊，你要有信心。
You're going to wish you told Leno. Here's the key. The clouds you so much dread are full of mercy and will break with blessings on your head.
云中将降下恩典来降到你的地上。
Don't worry about the poetry, but here's what it says.
那这个诗歌到底讲述了是什么呢?
He says, those clouds you look at and you're so afraid of them.
说你所看见的,你很怕的这些云,这些哦。
They are filled with mercy.
你很惧怕他们,但他们其实充满了恩典。
And the rain that comes is going to be God's blessing working in your life.
而云上所降下的雨将是神在你生命中的恩典。
Because you see, and here's where I have to get before we stop. God's goal, God's definition of good.
那就是神的标准，神对美善的定义。
Is my transformation, not my comfort.
是改变。是我人生的转折，而不是我的目标。
Listen to Romans 8:28. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good.
在罗马书八章二十八节，我们知道万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
For those who are called according to His purpose.
就是按他的旨意所招的。
So He says, everything is working for your good if you're called.According to my purpose.
所以在这里他说万事互相效力为爱神的人得益处只要你是被我所呼召的。
But then he tells us what that purpose is.
那神的这个旨意目标是什么呢?
For those he foreknew, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son.
就是那些要变成他儿子模样的人。
God's definition of good for me and for you.
那神对你对我的这个好的定义
is for you and I to be transformed into the image of Christ.
就是让我们效法让变成他儿子的模样。
And that is more important to him than my comfort.
而这一点对他而言比我自己的舒适安逸要重要很多。
You see how God's definition of good is higher than mine because my definition is comfort.
你看到了吗？神对良善好的定义比我要高很多，因为我对好或者良善的定义就是我自己的舒适。
I don't like pain.
我不喜欢受苦。
I get a headache. I take a Tylenol and I complain. I took that 5 minutes ago and I still have a headache.
就像我头疼的时候，我吃药，然后五分钟之后我就抱怨说，怎么都吃了五分钟了，我还疼呢。
My definition of good is I want to be comfortable. I want life to work on my in my favor.
那我对这个好的定义就是说我想要自己舒服我想要这个生活都顺我的意。
God's definition of good is he wants me to look like him.
而神的定义是说他想让我像他。
And he knows that I'm not going to grow the most in times of comfort, but in times of struggle.
但是同时他也知道我没有办法在顺境中有足够的成长相反在逆境中成长的更多。
Because he is good, he allows struggle in my life.
正因为他是良善，他允许我生命中有苦难。
Let me give you one example, and I'll let you go.
我再给大家最后一个例子。
Jeremiah 29:11. Everyone loves that verse.
在耶利米书。
I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for good, not for evil.
说我知道你所向我怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
Isn't that a wonderful verse?
这是一个很美好的。
People put it on their refrigerator.
句子吗？人们把它都甚至挂在他们的冰箱上。
And the reason they put it on their refrigerator is they never read the rest of the chapter.
他们把它们放在冰箱上，是因为他们从来没有读过这一句经节之外其他的部分。
Because here's what the rest of the chapter says.
因为这一章其他的部分讲的是什么呢?
Because I know my plans for you.
说因为我知道我对你们所怀的意念。
Because I am working for your good.
因为我的意念是好的。
I'm going to send you into captivity for 70 years.
我将要使你们被掳七十年。
You're going to die there.
你会死在这个当中。
But I want your good. And your good is that I want to draw you to me.
而我为着你的好处是在这当中我将你带回到我的身边。
Living in the comfort of Jerusalem, you've forgotten about me.
活在这样安逸的耶路撒冷当中，你都把我忘记了。
You've turned to other gods.
你们去拜别的神。
You've become selfish, self-centered.
你们变得自我中心，变得自私。
And I want to transform you into my image.
而我想要将你们变成我的形象。
And so here's what I'm going to do.
所以我会怎么做呢？
I'm going to let your enemy come in and destroy your temple.
我会让你们的仇敌来毁了你们的圣殿。
I'm going to let them carry you into captivity in Babylon.
我会让他们把你们掳到巴比伦。
And in Babylon, you will cry out to me.
在巴比伦，你们会向我呼求。
And I will draw you to myself.
然后我也会将你们带回到我身边。
And I will work your good.
我会为着你们的益处行。
You see that?
你们看到吗？
Here's the problem.
问题是。
Which is more important to you?
对你来说，什么是更重要的呢？
Your comfort?
是你的舒适吗？
Or being transformed into His image?
还是被塑造成神的样式？
If comfort is your most important,
如果舒适对你来说是最重要的，
Jeremiah 29 isn't very encouraging.
那耶利米书这二十九章就对你来说不是很有鼓励了。
If comfort is most important, God's answer in Job.Is no help at all.
如果你的舒适对你来说是最重要的话，那神在约伯记当中的回复对你也没什么帮助了。
But,
但是
if seeing God's purpose, transformation is most important.
如果看到神的旨意，成全神对你的这种转化，对你来说是很重要的话，
then God's answer makes sense.
那神的回复就很有道理。
And the reason I say that is this.
我这么说是因为
After God gets through with his 60 questions,
当神给约伯说了这六十个问题之后
Job says,
约伯说
I had heard of you with my ear,
说我曾风闻有你
but now I see you,
现在亲眼看见你
I'm comforted,
我得了安慰
Job is at peace,
是约伯得了安慰
This answer that makes no sense to usanswers all of Job's concerns.
这些对我们来说看上去没有逻辑的答案回答了约伯所有的关注。
Next week we'll see what that looks like.
那我们接下来下一周就会看他是约伯是如何回复的。
Dear God, thank you for your word.
亲爱的上帝，我们为着你的话语感谢你。
Thank you for your goodness.
我们感谢你的良善。
Lord, the truth is,Many times we want comfort more than we want to be transformed into your image.
神啊，很多时候我们想要得到安逸，而不是被塑造成你的模样。
God, would you help us to see that your good is best?
神啊，帮助我们看到你的美好良善是更重要的。
That allowing you to transform us into your image is the very best that could happen for any of us.
让我们看到我们所能得到的最好的就是被你塑造成你自己的样式
Help us to trust you.
帮助我们信靠你
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.